This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Today continues our three-part series celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the Florida State University College of Medicine. We take you now to Morgan Shepherd, who brings us part two, initial challenges.
Florida State University's College of Medicine is currently housed in one of the largest and most elaborate buildings on campus, Thrasher Hall. However, the medical school had much humbler beginnings. A permanent fixture on FSU's campus today, Director of Community Clinical Relations, Molly Hill, says its first home was more the mobile type.
We started in the ground floor of Duxbury Hall, which was the School of Nursing, half of the ground floor of Duxbury Hall. But as we grew, you know, we needed more space. So much to dismay, I'm sure, of the dean of the School of Nursing, they plopped trailers right outside her windows at Duxbury Hall on the lawn.
A lack of room for classes and administration was just one of the worries of the newly founded medical school. Senior Associate for Regional Campuses, Paul McLeod, had some initial concerns about the model for six regional campuses.
I wasn't sure when this model started how much support the communities would provide, that physicians would say, you know, that sounds like it would be an interesting opportunity, but I just don't have the time to do it. And in reality, this sense that physicians have and the sort of obligation that they feel to give back to their younger colleagues made the vast majority of them in the community open to the model.
With the support of community physicians, things were looking up for Florida State's medical school. And then some bad news came in February 2002. The Liaison Committee on Medical Education, or LCME, denied provisional accreditation to the College of Medicine. Lorna Stewart, who was a Florida State medical student at the time, remembers the day she and her classmates first heard the news.
I can't remember if anybody cried. I don't remember. I think we probably all felt like crying just because we were just so sure that we had it and that we had done a good enough job. Nobody dropped out. Nobody jumped ship when we didn't get it the first time because we were all there. We were all committed to the cause.
Commitment to the cause ultimately paid off for students like Lorna Stewart. In October later that year, LCME granted the College of Medicine provisional accreditation. And about 2.5 years later, the medical school received full accreditation from the LCME just 3 months before the first class graduated in 2005. Then-President T.K. Wetherill was there to deliver the exciting and history-making news.
We've got a fully accredited medical school, and that's really big news for Florida State, big news for Florida, and quite frankly, it's national news because it's the first time in 25 years one's even been started, much less accredited. So we're really happy today, and we're celebrating.
Accreditation for the first College of Medicine to be open in the 21st century would just be one of the major milestones of success for Florida State. Reporting for Florida State Headlines, I'm Morgan Shepherd.
Tune in tomorrow to hear the third and final part of our three-installment series on the med school, A Formula for Success. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.